It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pennsylvania is one of 25 states that does not currently provide an open data website. So what's being done to make the Commonwealth more forthcoming with information? I'm joined now by reporter Eric Holmberg from our content partner Public Source, who looked into how much Governor Wolf's open data initiative will really change the way the state operates. Eric Holmberg, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
You can join the conversation with a comment or question at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is esspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh. Again, the number 412-246-2002. So, Eric Holmberg, what do open data websites allow citizens to see? Give us some examples.
Sure. So an open data website is something that is sort of an easy way to think of it is that it's a central repository for all of this sort of information that the government collects. It collects a lot of different information to administer various programs and regulate various businesses. And all of that information gets collected in one place and provided online. Cities like Philadelphia, Reading, here locally, we have a partnership between Pittsburgh and Allegheny County to have an open data website. So this is something that's been happening across the state. And here locally, you can get information on building permits and licenses. You can get information on 311 complaints. So who's making complaints about there's a pothole in my neighborhood here and there are 24 complaints over here in this neighborhood. So there's a lot of different information that you can get and can be utilized by a variety of people. It's not just computer programmers or journalists. It can be anyone who's interested in their city or their state.
I like the example that you used in your piece for the Public Source. And it was entitled, Wolf's Plan for Open Data is Promising, but Pennsylvania has its work cut out for it. It's dated May 28th. You can check it out online, again, at the website of our content partner, Public Source. But you open this piece with an example of what somebody discovered in New York City using open data, using the open data website, that the city of New York had been incorrectly issuing over $1.7 million worth of parking tickets each year since 2009. And a blogger was able to spot this pattern because the New York City Police Department published its ticket data. So this is a great example of some of the things that you can find. And it was only then that the police officials realized, you know, we better train the beat cops because the parking laws have changed. They changed 7 years ago, but that was, you know, $1.7 million worth of tickets ago.
Yeah, that's right. And it's the type of thing where if you just publish all of your parking ticket information, you never know what somebody's going to do with it. This person looked at the most frequently ticketed places, found that this law had changed, that the parking tickets were being issued incorrectly. And it's probably not going to help you if you got one of those parking tickets a few years ago. But it is really a great thing when you talk about the efficiency of government, making government more efficient, making it more transparent. You know, those are all things that we can get behind. It's not really a partisan issue.
But it is a citizen's responsibility. The information may be there, but it's up to us to look through it and notice if something's wrong.
That's right. And it can be sort of a variety of people. Journalists sort of do this all the time with records requests, activists with nonprofit organizations or researchers at a university or just regular citizens, people who are interested in looking at parking tickets or complaints or, you know, permitting, any sort of anything that you're interested in. The beauty of open data is that it's there for you. It's easily accessible in sort of a best case scenario. And right now we don't have a system to do that with state level data.
Right. So what's been the problem or the holdup? Why has the state of Pennsylvania been so slow to embrace this? We know that the governor, Governor Wolf, who is by all accounts a progressive governor, who's saying this has to change, has gone ahead with this initiative, which we'll get into the specifics of here as we go along. But what's been the problem with Western Pennsylvania? Why would this state be one that is holding back information or not being forthcoming with information?
Yeah, I think, you know, I talked to a lot of folks for this story, and there have been a number of obstacles, including some which will continue to be obstacles. you know, if you're collecting information to, say, to conduct restaurant inspections in the area or throughout the state, you're concerned about the violations because you need to hand out fines. You need to determine whether you're going to close a restaurant, all of those sort of types of things just to administer the program. And there's not really a larger thinking that, well, maybe somebody else could do something with this data that's not specifically to figure out whether we need to close this restaurant. There are lots of interesting things that people are doing with data that aren't necessarily to administer a specific government program. One of the other things I found in the story is that, you know, Governor Wolf has proposed this open data initiative and sort of is setting a sort of baseline standard for all state agencies. Right now, even the Office of Administration, the folks who are going to be administering this, they have state salary data, something that a lot of people are interested in.
Is that available now?
So it's available now as a 4,000-plus page PDF, which you can't analyze in any way. It's a gigantic file. But they provide the information available as a spreadsheet upon request. That's something that they could have made available for years and years, and that hasn't happened yet. So this is the type of thing that we'll start to see these types of data sets, ones that the state already has, they could already publish today with no problems. Those are the things that we're going to start to see coming out later this summer.
What else do we know about the state's plans? You know, is the state going to be as open as, say, you know, what's being done in New York?
So the interim plan right now is the state is just sort of trying to push towards this August release date, where they're going to launch the website and they're going to be releasing some preliminary statistics about how the governor is doing on some of the goals that he would like to achieve in his administration. So the data sets will be related to things like education, job creation, government efficiency, various things that sort of match up with the governor's goals.
So the governor's kind of putting himself out there.
Right, right. And we'll be able to see sort of what the progress is that he's been making in his time in office.
When you do something like this, what kind of a team of people do you have to assemble? How many individuals does it take? Are these going to be new positions, or are these duties going to be assigned to people who are already working for the state? How does that all play out?
And that was one of the big things that we wanted to find out, because it turns out that there are not going to be new people hired to make data publicly available, either, you know, in the state agencies or with the Office of Administration. The Office of Administration will have two people working on this mainly. There will be another advisory committee that will sort of deal with figuring out which data sets the public wants and should make public, but there won't be any additional resources put towards this initiative.
Two people. Is this a two-person job, do you think, or based on what you've found out?
And that's sort of why the initial part of this is limited in scope. You know, they're just trying to sort of get something up, get the policies and legal framework in place to make this possible immediately. And then, any of the other work will be added to the workload of existing staff.
Yes. Multitasking, they call that. 412-246-2002. If you have questions, comments, concerns about what the state is planning to do with an open data initiative and a website that is expected to go up in August, what would you like to see? What are some of the records that you would search for? What are some of the things that you would like to know about state government or what's happening in the state of Pennsylvania? 412-246-2002. What concerns do you have about the lack of transparency to this point in Pennsylvania? The city of Pittsburgh has an open data website. Our guest, Eric Holmberg with Public Source, who has reported on this. You talked about this, what the city of Pittsburgh is doing. Mayor Peduto launched this. How is it doing? How is it that Pittsburgh's able to get this together and the state of Pennsylvania so far has not?
So the Pittsburgh partnered with Allegheny County and the University of Pittsburgh to create this regional data website. And they have over 100 data sets up so far. They only launched in the fall. So they are sort of a few months further along in the process than the state is.
And what would I find there? If I say I want to look into parking tickets, for example, as one blogger was doing in New York City, would I be able to find similar information in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, so you can find various information about building permits, licenses, You can find, as I mentioned, 311 complaints are available locally. Air quality data was digitized by the county. And limited information about police incidents is also available.
And you say this is so this is a Western Pennsylvania open data website. It's Pittsburgh partnering with Allegheny County.
That's right.
Okay. And so there's information that that's countywide.
Yep. So you can see, for instance, property information is one of the things that you can sort of see information about properties countywide. The county contributes about in an equal ratio as much data as the city does. And, you know, as I found in my reporting, this has sort of been a larger initiative in the city and for Mayor Peduto to bring more technology to different parts of the city's operations. You know, it's not just about creating a data website. In Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia, it really has to change the way that you do business, the way that you sort of employees work on a daily basis. It's a really interesting thing because we're all interested in seeing a more efficient government because that saves us money as taxpayers.
Absolutely, it does. Again, 412-246-2002 to join the conversation. 412-246-2002 with your comments or question. How successful has open data been in other cities and states?
Yeah, it's been incredibly successful, and it's sort of been part of a wider movement to unlock some of this data. You know, you see cities like Boston, who it may seem like a small thing, but they have sensors on city trash cans, so they can schedule the most efficient routes for that garbage to be collected.
Sensors on the trash cans?
To see how fast they're filling up, to see when they're full. It's really incredible.
That is amazing. So that's an example of the kind of thing that could be done but might not necessarily be done here in the state.
So that's something that Pittsburgh has experimented with. In the West End, they have about 10 what you could call smart trash cans that that know when they're full.
And what you mentioned Philadelphia also has its own open data site. So what are some of the things that we're seeing in the biggest city in this state?
So Philadelphia, it's their open data website sort of started as a community initiative a few years ago and was sort of co-opted by the city. I think one of their great successes, something that we don't have here locally, they have a fantastic crime map in Philadelphia where you can sort of define the area that you want to look at. You can drag a box over a portion of the city and see how many crimes occurred over the past week, the past few months, the past 6 months. So you can define the area and the timeline and see how many crimes occurred there. It's a really fantastic tool. The Philadelphia Police Department has adopted it as well. So again, it's another example of something that was created by some, you know, a regular citizen, a regular, you know, computer developer, but can serve real good for the government agency or entity that is trying to deal with its own data and learn from it.
So the Philadelphia police can look at that and basically figure out how to maybe devote certain resources to certain areas and less to others?
Absolutely. And you can see, you know, how many crimes, what type of crimes. You know, you can spot trends over time. So maybe there have been more crimes happening in a part of the city recently, and maybe you'd want to deploy more police officers to that area. The sort of potential is really unlimited for making sort of your operations better.
Let's go to David in Braddock Hills with a question. Hi, David. Welcome. You are on with Eric Holmberg.
Yeah, I was hoping that you guys would that he would bring up opportunities and not just complaints or anything like that. He would bring up more of opportunities, like, you know, finding things that would benefit the public, like, you know, housing and job opportunities and things that we can use, things that are benefit the public, like, you know, because there's a lot of unemployment going on, and we can use things that would help the database, help the people find jobs.
All right, David, let me jump in because we're running out of time. But that exists. I mean, we there are websites you can go to find out job openings. But is there other information that that, you know, David is suggesting could be added to this list?
Sure.
of of what's on that website?
Sure. So, I mean, you could talk about housing. I mean, David mentioned housing. You could look at the property valuations for every house in, say, a particular neighborhood in Pittsburgh, a particular city in Allegheny County, and figure out where the opportunities are for affordable housing. I think that that's something that you know, a lot of nonprofit groups here in the area would want to do and would want to sort of publicize.
We've been talking with Eric Holmberg of our content partner Public Source, who looked into how much Governor Wolf's Open Data Initiative will change the way the state operates. Website is going online, the Open Data website, in August for the state of Pennsylvania. Eric Holmberg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.